radio down here. When I got down there, right on the beanie, and it's a little bit before 8, they told me inside that when I sat there and waited for a while for the pharmacy to open, that they were on princess hours, that they operated from 10 o'clock. So I had to come back down here.
I hate that they didn't post that information where you could find it.
It was everything. You'd think she'd known that.
That's what you get for thinking.
Came on the door out there, and I got out of the car before 8 o'clock a few minutes, and I went and read it, and said 8 o'clock was the pharmacy hours. And there was nothing to publish that they didn't come in till 10. That's a little aggravating, but there wasn't a big line like there was yesterday. I never even went in. I didn't want to stand there, you know, with my heart disease and that, and a line of sick people, and some are and some aren't, but you don't know that. So I just kept on going and did a little circle and went back home. Boy, it's sure a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Nice and cold up here, though.
58 down here, Patrick.
What is it for the moment here? 24.
Well, you got company coming today, or are you going to company?
The family has gotten rather large, so we rent the community center over here so we have room to run and play. And the wife and I, my grandfather asked my wife and I to host all of it and get everything ready, so that's what we're doing today.
Wonderful. I'll tell you, yeah, it's good to have a place for the little bandits to run around because they got energy we just don't have. Oh, and I'm beginning to wonder if they waited a little bit too long on my kidney thing. I'm starting to feel a little pain down there, I think. Not sure yet, but they discovered this in August, but I just had my appointment here last week. The ultrasound, well, it showed one big stone, she said, and a lot of smaller ones. But the CT scan, it was much worse. And it's more, you know, distinct, I guess you would call it. And there was a lot of them in there. So I'll be glad if they get me in there and get me out. I think if they bypass it with a stent, that'll relieve it of any duty or maybe dying. So it's good overall. It's a lot better than Kansas, I'll tell you.
It's progressed to that point, but at least they're doing something now and put that stent in there to keep it from getting, with holding all that in there, so that's what the kidneys are doing, is to flush that stuff out. So maybe they'll take care of it until you can go in and get your surgery done and remove them.
Most of the time I prescribe alcohol because my neighbor says he likes to drink beer, and he says, "Tom, what's the first thing they do when you cut yourself?" And I said, "Well, they clean it out with alcohol." He says, "That's why I drink alcohol."
I have heard that drinking a beer occasionally is good for the kidneys to keep them flushed out, but I don't know. I've never partaked of that.
Yeah, I take that with a grain of salt. But I just can't. I don't want no part of booze. I always tell people, take more wild turkey.
I've tried. I've tasted it. But I just never could acquire the taste that everybody says you have to acquire for it. I'll pass.
I don't even taste brandy or wine. The kids drink it for their dinner a lot of times up there in Michigan. And I'll take a little sip of it, but it's like I'm drinking pot acid as it goes down, so I just don't think that's the best idea. We'll pass on that. Well, we're going to a brunch tomorrow morning over at the daughter's house, and they're going to open the presents, and I already got my oldest grandson his present, and then the youngest one, my daughter got it, and is going to wrap it up. I still can't get that little so-and-so to get his technician license, and I even tried bribing him, and I've not heard anything. I don't want to pressure him, but I wish he'd do it.
I wish that more young people were interested in it. I wish I would have got into the hobby before I did, and I'm still trying to convince my wife to get hers, so there's that.
No, Bernice don't want any part of it either, but it would sure please me if she did, and she's very, very quiet. That's part of it. It isn't that she isn't smart enough. She darn sure is, but she just don't have any interest in it, and I'm not going to slap her around or anything and make her get it. It's just not worth pushing somebody to do something they don't want to do. But it would really please me if she did.
I don't know, maybe if somebody put a class together just for ladies, that's a little better. They tend to like that kind of thing better where they're not in there with a bunch of men. That might convince some of them to do it.
That is a good idea, but I don't know, Patrick. There's so few ladies that really want to get into it that I don't know if that would be a paying up, you know, opportunity for the instructors. But anyways, we're about a block from home, so I'll let you go and park this beast and finally go get some breakfast. I've just had a cup of coffee and two oatmeal cookies, so I'm going to kill something if I don't get something to eat me, you know, squirrels, rabbits, whatever comes along. And you know how Bernice underfeeds me. So you take care, guy, and enjoy the family. And 02 are clear.
You make sure to tell Bernice that Lisa and I said, hey, Merry Christmas. You enjoy your family, too. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.